Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
When contemplating a way to facilitate my students making the jump out of the coffin into the kingdom, Circles of Light co-founder Akena, formerly known as Ruth Ann, introduced the notion of jumping tracks. She reminded us that when a train has gone as far as it can go on a certain path, the track ends. In order for it to keep moving forward, it simply has to switch to another track. We can identify the track our lives have been running on by where we are. It is only necessary to jump tracks if the one you are on leads to a dead end. Most of us think we have gotten out of our boxes, but it turns out that we are, more often than not, moving from one corner to another whenever where we find ourselves gets too uncomfortable to remain there. This is not a death and rebirth. This is mere behavior modification. We think we are doing something new. Instead, we are doing what we've always done in a different way. And when the results keep showing up the same, the frustration mounts. When getting out of the box, or jumping tracks, if you will, it is necessary to stop identifying yourself by your likes and dislikes, by your opinions and preferences, by your personality traits and family lineage. All of these things are not who you are. They are things that you have adopted for safety purposes. As the image and likeness of God, you don't have to find security. Your very being was created and remains secure. In order to jump tracks, we have to be willing to be different. Being created in God's image means that we are not to be confined in small and limiting spaces. We have to insist that our lives start reflecting the omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence of our Creator. Get up right now and start acting as though you really are all the things you have been looking for or striving to get. We have to be willing to surrender our negative self-images and start seeing ourselves as perfect expressions of God, no matter what we look like or what our physical limitations might be. All limitations are physical. There is no limitation in spirit, and with proper identification as that, all limitation ceases. If you see yourself as a procrastinator, go on and finish the job you've been putting off. If you see yourself as lazy, get up and go for a walk, clean up your living space, write a poem, or paint a picture. If you see yourself as shy, make an effort to stand out in a situation where you have previously chosen to fade into the background. If you see yourself as poor or needy, go give something. Everyone has something to offer. You will be amazed at how fast your circumstances will change when you start moving the energy and acting responsibly in your life. Be willing to look into the mirror your life provides and be excited about the notion of transformation. What would be different about you today if you re-identified yourself as pure and perfect spirit, having a physical experience? One inside of which there is no bad or wrong, just different. Remember, our stories and all the information they attract through the mirroring process are to be utilized to facilitate our ascension. We have to start being grateful for the opportunity of learning and growth that they provide, and start loving this game and all of our teammates intensely. It may be necessary at first for you to make up another story and live as though it is the truth about you. Then, when you notice that your circumstances begin to match your new story, you will be confident that whatever you make up will manifest. At this point, you will be free to choose the only story with a truly happy ending, the one God created, that has you being His very presence in the earth, with dominion and the power to create universes. Or, if you were willing, you could save yourself a lot of time and simply jump now.